News. I'm Michelle Franzen. Voters across 16 states holding presidential and down ballot races on this Super Tuesday. Donald Trump looking to continue his sweep against Nikki Haley. ABC's Rachel Scott has more.
Trump's only remaining rival, Nikki Haley, making one last stand, telling voters the former president is a drag on the party.
The choice comes down to this. We can either have more of the same or we can go in a new direction.
But polls showed Trump with double-digit leads in most of the states voting today.
President Biden also on ballots today. On Thursday, the president will deliver the State of the Union address. He's expected to push Congress again to finalize spending bills, including U.S. border funding and critical aid for Ukraine and Israel. Embattled Democratic Senator Bob Menendez, along with his wife, facing new obstruction of justice counts related to alleged attempts to cover up bribe payments that the New Jersey senator is accused of taking from several New Jersey businessmen. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Two lawyers who recruited a group of Wisconsin Republicans to be fake presidential electors for Donald Trump in 2020 have settled a lawsuit against them. James Troupas and Kenneth Chesbro turned over more than 1,400 pages of documents as part of the settlement that explains how the two developed and carried out the scheme. Today is Super Tuesday. Voters in 15 states and American Samoa should put President Biden and Donald Trump closer to their party's nominations. Trump spokeswoman Caroline Leavitt on WISN-TV's Upfront.
And that's why we have already shifted gears to focus on the general election in November. So we'll be coming to Wisconsin. We'll be coming to battleground states like Pennsylvania and Michigan in the next several months.
Wisconsin is one of a handful of states expected to decide the winner in November. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
1490 The Eagle Lacrosse. I'm Jimmy Cuska. After over a week of dangerous fire conditions, the DNR said Tuesday that fire danger was low to start the day after several rounds of rain in southwestern Wisconsin. However, with ongoing drought and forecasted dry and windy conditions, burn bans remain in effect in some areas. Already this year, there have been 139 wildfires statewide, including one yesterday. Over 300 acres have been burned in the state already this year. The 10-year average for this time of year is 4 wildfires and 2 acres. The first of three finalists for UW Lacrosse's chancellor appeared on campus on Monday. James Beebe of Keene State College in New Hampshire visited with staff and students as part of the interview process. Christopher Olson of Indiana State University and interim chancellor Betsy Morgan will be on campus later this week. Whoever is named chancellor will replace Joe Gall, who was fired late last year after the Board of Regents discovered he had been making and appearing in pornographic videos. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Bucks sink the Clippers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks with an impressive come-from-behind win last night in Milwaukee, 113-106 over the Clippers. Doc Rivers on his plan to prevent Damian Lillard from being trapped while trying to shoot.
Yeah, it was awesome. We worked on it this morning and yesterday, so 2 days in a row working on Dame getting trapped, Giannis getting trapped, running jumps, and it paid dividends today. That's what the guys were saying, man. We worked on it the entire practice, and that's what we got, and you can see how calm guys were.
The Bucks head west on a 4-game road trip. College basketball, Marquette drops to number 8 in the AP Top 25 poll. The Badgers did not receive a single vote after being ranked 6th just a month ago. NFL, after 2 seasons, the Denver Broncos have released quarterback Russell Wilson.
We were on this journey, and so we beat Green Bay, Kansas City, we beat them, and I got that call that, hey, we're going to bench you for the next 9 games.
That's quarterback Russell Wilson with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly clear, a low in the upper 20s to around 30. Sunshine tomorrow morning, then clouds move in the afternoon, but warmer, a high in the low 50s. Slight shower chance Wednesday night into Thursday. A high into the mid-50s, and another rain and snow shower chance Friday. Currently 51 degrees.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Wednesday on Matt Nair on Air, State Representative Francesca Hong joins us to talk all things politics, along with her love of tater tots, and we learn about the March of Dimes March for Change. Join us.
This is the talk you can't ignore,
even if you tried.
Why is everyone ignoring me?
Find out why all of lacrosse is talking about Eagle 1490. The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show, Dom. It is Super Tuesday. I don't have to make up the name today. Welcome to Super Tuesday. It'll be a big show.
Happy Super Tuesday to you, Super Crudy, Super Nate on the board, Super Audience. Thank you for joining us. An exciting day today.
Here is one of the political headlines that caught my immediate attention this afternoon. Senator Kristen Sinema of Arizona, an independent. She left the Democratic Party, although I'm sure she would claim the Democratic Party left her.
All right.
Sinema is retiring from the U.S. Senate, and this will complicate matters in the great state of Arizona, Dom. Ruben Gallego is the presumed nominee of the Democratic Party. He's currently a congressman. He's been a fine guest on this program, Dom. I think we're going to have to invite him back.
Always.
There is the Republican presumptive nominee. She is Carrie Lake, former gubernatorial candidate, former big lie spreader, right?
Former. I mean, I'm pretty sure she still kind of believes in repeating the whole thing. Don't know what's in her head. Don't know if she believes it in her heart, but she certainly continues to talk in those terms.
She uses the words, well, I saw it first at CNN, so I'm going to give them reporting credit. They had the scoop first on the Sinema Dom. Senator Kirsten. Kirsten Sinema, an Arizona independent, announced today she'll leave the Senate at the end of her term this year, a move that will shake up the battle for control of the chamber in November and remove a key player who's been central to the major negotiations in Congress. Major obstructionist, I'd say, Dom.
Hey, still a key player, Curdy. That's not inaccurate.
Sinema has been an influential yet polarizing figure in the Senate and has frequently worked to broker compromise between the Dems and Republicans. In announcing her decision not to seek re-election, the Arizona senator said, I believe in my approach. You're the only one. I'm sorry, that was just me throwing in an immediate reaction. I believe in my approach, but it's not what America wants right now. No, it's not. We don't care for your approach.
No more of that, please. Thank you and goodbye.
Sinema's decision takes her out of the fight for her seat in an extremely competitive state. Democratic Rep. Ruben Gallego of Arizona and former Arizona Republican gubernatorial nominee Carrie Lake are amongst the most closely watched candidates in the Senate race, and the race in Arizona will be one of the most important in November. For determining the majority of the Senate, the state voted for Biden by a slim margin of less than 1% in 2020. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer endorsed Gallego in the race following Sinema's announcement that she will retire. We are fully behind his candidacy and look forward to winning this race with him in 24 and defeating Kari Lake. Senator Steve Daines of Montana, he's a big fan of the Eric Hovde, the porn mustachioed guy. And I'm not the only one that feels that way. Dan Bice wrote on the Page Six, called him a porn stachioed guy today, Dom, just for the record.
Oh, just for the record, Dan Bice also published a picture of himself back in like 87 with that same lip caterpillar on his lip.
But that was 1987, dude.
It would have been really cool if it had been a goatee, though, right?
There's a difference in time and space between 1987.
Really? Is there ever a time for a goatee, or is it always time for a goatee?
I wasn't surprised by that announcement. Dom, I'm back to the Kirsten Sinema.
Okay.
I wasn't surprised by that announcement, and the polling shows that it actually gives somewhat of an advantage to Kari Lake in all the polling we've done, Dane said. So it gives us another great opportunity, another open seat on the Senate map. Now, the map is much more favorable to the Republicans on the Senate side. There aren't a lot of pickups for the Democrats on this map. And we are defending, you know, even Tammy Baldwin's got to exert resources defending her seat, right? But there's the power of the incumbency. And Kirsten Sinema at least was an incumbent, had that fundraising advantage. And although I think Ruben Gallego, far better, far more reflective of the sensibilities of Arizona, Democrats, I was out there last March, Dom. I talked to a few, and there wasn't a lot of Kirsten Sinema fans even year ago. That's when she was leveraging that power in the Senate, right, to obstruct most of the Biden agenda. Certainly wasn't going to let the filibuster go away because...
Well, right. Thanks for that. I mean, if you're going to leave anyway, why didn't you just, you know, let the filibuster change Sinema? You know, it's not only did you obstruct what could have been some successful changes to actually get some governance going in this country. Filibuster is not in the Constitution. We had an opportunity to do something about it. You helped to decline that. So anyway, see ya. Most recently, Crudy, I guess, on the good side, as noted by the current administration, she served as a key negotiator along with Republican Senator James Lankford of Oklahoma and Democratic Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut for a major bipartisan border deal that was intended to be paired with a foreign aid package with assistance for Ukraine and Israel. Well, we all know how that went. Asked to react to Sinema's decision shortly after it was announced, the White House called the Arizona independent senator a partner, quote unquote. Look, we've had opportunities to work closely with the senator on some really key important bills, the press secretary said. She was one of the leading negotiators on the border security bill that came out of the Senate in a bipartisan way. We appreciate it, her efforts on that. She's been a partner with us on many critical issues that matter to the American people.
Once upon a time, Sinema told Jake Tapper, CNN's Jake Tapper, I never fit neatly into any party box. I never really tried. I don't want to. Well, I get better in the private sector then.
Well, perhaps. And, you know, I can get there, man. You know me, I bounced around all over the place, Curdy. But I think at this point in this particular election, the most important election of our lifetimes, you know, we're not talking about cap gains rates. We're talking about whether or not, you know, a president should be able to, you know, stay in power forever. You know, those kinds of things.
844-967-2789. A couple of early adapters. Start with Joe from Madison. Welcome, Joe. What do you got for us?
Hello, Joe.
Yeah, about that president staying in power forever and ever. I'm just about ready to release my inner Wolverine, which is going to be a nasty thing to see, but perhaps effective. And It's playing off of what you were talking about in the previous hour, which was about our dear friend Jim Troupas and working with his little pal Cheesebro to basically overturn the rights of the voters here in Wisconsin. I wanted to draw your attention in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Troupas' lawyer was talking about this situation, and the quote is from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel that, quote, Troupas did not deserve to be put through this politically driven civil lawsuit. Excuse me if we let an orchestra full of tiny violins ring out with a, I don't know, don't cry for me, Argentina. Who better than to be put through a lawsuit after you've tried to steal the Wisconsin election? So here is this clown boy who's going to do it again without this lawsuit. The value of the lawsuit is that it said, nah, you're not going to do it again. So, I mean,
Well, I think the value of the lawsuit is the evidence that now is in the public domain, in the public reporting.
Yeah.
I mean, we see the evidence. Where's our attorney general, Joe?
Well, my understanding, Joe, is that it was implied that some of this material was already given to the attorney general of the state of Wisconsin, Josh Call. I mean, it seems.
Well, it's also been reported by CNN that Cheesebro has been giving testimony to Wisconsin investigators. Now, I haven't heard that reported independently out of Wisconsin, but I only can hope it's true. Because, come on, Josh, you got to do your job, man. It's an election year. You know, give the people a reason to vote for you.
I couldn't agree more. And I find it the whiner chorus of Andrew Hitt, who was just too scared to do anything, you know, a lawyer of decades worth of experience. I was just scared. And now here we have Troupas' lawyer saying the guy did not deserve to be put through this civil lawsuit. Well, too effing bad. I mean, for God's sakes, you know, put on your big boy pants and deal with it. You tried to overthrow our election. This is the cost. Geez, I'm so sorry for you, Mr. Troupas. I don't know, guys. What was your response to it?
I'm quite irritated like yourself, Joe, in this regard. We can't trust any of them. They were all complicit in this. Right. The entire Republican Party, all the branches, all the tentacles, all the U.S. senators like Ron Johnson, they all wanted a part of this. Scott Fitzgerald wanted a part. Tom Tiffany wanted a part. You got half the Republican Party establishment in the state of Wisconsin were the fake electors, including Bob Spindell, a current Wisconsin elections commissioner. You got the new Republican Party chairman. He was waiting for the false electors information so he could hand it off to the local press before they found out the national press. And you got right-wing talk radio there is the willing mouthpieces of the insurrection, Joe. So it's a little hard to forgive and forget and just say, well, you know, as long as you're not Trump. They're all Trump. This all stems from the big lie and the fact that Trump didn't want to give back the presidency.
And it really does focus on, okay, now what's next? What's going to be the next little game that they're going to play in order to do this, in order to steal our votes? There's nothing more precious, and this is what they're arguing about. And you're right. It's a cast of, one could say clowns, but I don't think so. They have
a cast of criminals. They were part of a criminal conspiracy.
Yes, much better.
And Joe, thanks for the call, Joe. They might seem like, you know, a clown, like an effort. And like, oh my God, how can you believe that would work? But we've seen some of the text back and forth. We've seen the justification, the documents. We understand what they were trying to do. This wasn't a far-fetched. This was a planned, coordinated, organized effort to overturn the government, to deny us our votes, to deny us our rightful president. Joe Biden, that's who we voted for. That's who got the most votes. That's who got the most electoral votes. That's the guy who should be in. Donald Trump should have just left. Our guy lost. Hey, I got a plan for that.
Kenneth Cheesebro wrote an email in November of 2020 talking about the clouds of confusion, and more accurately would have been the clouds of deceit sowed by Cheesebro and Troupas and the entire Republican Party. They were all in on it.
This is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM. Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 10 till noon on the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM WLCX, and on the Civic Media app. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, LaCrosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
The Devil's Advocates, political commentary from the back of the class.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Love it when you join us on the lines, talking some politics, have a political party. So we're at 844-967-2789.
Dom, sometimes the political party starts without you. The audience, they're here. They just wonder, where's Dom? He joins it for fashionably late, as usual.
I get there, man.
I spent a lot of time discussing the newest document dump, the Cheeseboro and the Troopas. And I find it very troubling, Dom, because it's harder and harder for me to believe that this was anything other than an any means necessary procedural coup. And they were looking for any excuse. We'll throw it to the legislature. We'll use the U.S. Senate. We're just creating confusion. We don't care if this is not tied to any litigation. This is not about the outcome of litigation, meaning this is not a just in case. This became the plan. The plan was by any means necessary. And when you've got a Republican Party from the chairman on down involved in the criming, Dom, it's very hard to draw distinction between the Republican establishment and the MAGA base when they're all criminally complicit in this conspiracy.
Oh, Andrew Hitt, remember 60 Minutes, just over a week ago. It was a tough time in the country, and he was very scared.
Dom, they were cheering. They were in
That's
the
what
room.
You do when you're scared. It was an anxious cheer. Right, of course, it's asinine. It's unbelievable. Of course, I'm being snarky, I'm being sarcastic, I'm being an ass, because that's what Andrew Hitt, you got on 60 Minutes and claimed to the world for somehow. Oh, you couldn't do it. You didn't know who this guy was in your secret area, your hidden area in the Capitol. No one else could get in there. We got a ticket for going in there, but you got in there, and some rando that you didn't know was recording your fraudulent elector scheme, and you were just okay with it. I mean, the whole thing, you cannot take it on its face. And let's not forget about Cheesebro, you know, the guy who made us some money in crypto, traded his wife for one half, you know, half her age, and moved what, to Puerto Rico or something, right? This guy, the guy who's what, now apparently lied to Michigan investigators about whether or not there needs to be some sort of legal issue going on in order to justify his effort, a contingent on winning litigation. That guy, apparently, well, he said that in to Michigan, but he didn't say that in these other documents and his other writing. Also to Nevada. Same with Nevada. Lying to Nevada. So we're supposed to now believe that this was all just an effort to uphold the Constitution. That's what they were doing. Just in case. Just in case of what? They purposely put this thing out there. Trump purposely planted the seed corps for the lie for like a year, man. We knew, we saw this coming. We talked about it in real time. Go back and run the tape. It's rigged. It's going to be rigged. If I lose this election, it's going to be rigged. And what do you think is going to happen again? You think for a minute that Donald Trump loses the election if he's not in jail first, loses the election, that he's just going to accept it? You think the megas are just going to accept it? Oh, yeah. We heard Ron Johnson talk about, the senator from the state of Wisconsin, Ron Johnson, on recording, well, Trump did win because, you know, 50,000 more people voted down ticket instead of for Trump. Well, that seems very logical. Where was that reasoning back then? No, Ron, you were part of it too. What, you didn't, you couldn't turn it over because the documents were unsealed, apparently? You're only into it for a second, a minute, an hour? Who really knows? So it's either they're a bunch of, what, rambling Keystone Cops, which, okay, maybe a little bit of that. But this was a concerted effort, a multi-pronged, multi-state, nationwide conspiracy to not only discount your vote, but to keep a guy in power who wasn't elected, you guys. That's craziness.
And the entire party is still MAGA. They're bowing to kiss the ring and his ass again, Dom. The entire party is lining up. I am going to put out some evidence for the Keystone Cop nature of the Republican Party. Just, I'm not saying it's a defense, but I want you to understand there is an element there. And then we'll get to the phones. 844-967-2789. I got a urgent election correction from the Republican Party, GOP headquarters. Emailing me today to say earlier today, an email was sent out that said today was Republican primary election in your state. You might have received this email in error. There are Republican presidential primary elections in the following states: Alabama, Arkansas, Colorado, California, Maine, Massachusetts, Minnesota, North Carolina, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Texas, Vermont, and Virginia. If your state is included, you can find your polling location here. But here's the big if. If your state is not included, please visit your Secretary of State's website information about when you can vote. Thank you. The Republican National Committee told me it was election day in Wisconsin and then had to send a correcting, urgent correction email. They're trying to rig the primaries down. Between that, the loss of Facebook earlier today, it's got to be a conspiracy against Donald Trump, I tell you. Zuckerberg shutting down Facebook so the Trump people can't get theirs out on Super Tuesday. You like that conspiracy?
I mean, it's just another one. Put it on the list.
If it were true, wouldn't it just be a response to by any means necessary? 844-967-2789.
If it were true, that would be what a business, you know, interfering, you know, those kinds of things. But that, you know, Zuckerberg is not in the seat of power. Zuckerberg doesn't, you know, carry the football. Zuckerberg can't, you know, order SEAL Team 6 to murder his political rivals. Man, it's just not even in the same game.
He can take him out in the metaverse, man. Yeah. 844-967-2789. Jeannie from Eau Claire, welcome back, sister. How you doing, Jeannie?
Hey, Jeannie. Hi, guys. Great show. Love Joe. You know, those big, strong con men that commit the crime of the century. Then they got caught. Now they're acting like poor little baby boys.
They were scared, and they were tricked. They were tricked, I tell you, Jeannie.
Oh, yeah. But when they were committing the crime, man, they were really into it. So, I mean, come on, which way is it?
Jeannie, you can understand why they would believe it was rigged. This is a group so willing to do their own rigging, left to their own devices.
Come on, you know what they did in Wisconsin. They're no amateurs, but now they got to cry like babies. Thank you so much for this program. This was wonderful. Thank you. Keep up the great work, guys, okay?
We'll keep trying, Jeannie. We'll strive for excellence each and every day. And tomorrow, I got a great guest joining me first initially at 3:30, but sticking around into the 4 o'clock hour, Scott Ross. He's a pundit. He's a Gemini. He's a flamethrower. He's a friend of the Devil's Advocates. He's joining tomorrow. He wants a piece of this current Wisconsin GOP. Got a few things to say. A few strongly worded.
Got a lot of problems with you people, and now you're going to hear about it.
We just got to keep them FCC compliant. That's always a trick.
That's the hard part, right?
844-967-2789. You can join us. Just, you know, keep it relatively clean in your saltiness. Or Devil's Advocates, more of you on the phones. Dial right now. 844-96-PARTY.
Tuesday on Nightlight, I welcome entertainment reporter Rob Thomas and sports reporters Jimmy Cuska and Mike Clemens. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The U.S. Supreme Court is dismissing two lawsuits trying to keep Donald Trump's name off presidential ballots in Wisconsin this year. The justices say only Congress can do that. The Wisconsin lawsuits were part of a nationwide effort to remove Trump from the ballots. They pointed to a provision in the U.S. Constitution banning anyone who's engaged in insurrection from holding federal office. March is National Reading Month. Libraries in Wisconsin are coming up with novel ways to get kids in their doors, including passports that let them check out and return materials in a wide area.
And then you get the kids into the libraries, you get them a book in their hand, and you say, here, you can take this, and then just return it to the next one you go at.
Blaze Burton works for the Mercer Library. He says incentives make reading feel less like a chore. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For 1490 The Eagle Lacrosse, I'm Jimmy Cuska. A Trempealeau man who had been missing since December was found dead last Friday in Lacrosse. The police department said the body of Octavio Morales, who had been missing since December 22nd, was found in a marsh near Merrick Park. He had been last seen in downtown Lacrosse. Police said they did not suspect foul play. Trempealeau police reported Morales as missing back on January 8th. Onalaska residents will have a chance to help direct the city as it enters the next part of its comprehensive plan. City officials are holding a workshop tomorrow at the Omni Center from 6 to 8 p.m. There, residents can go over the results of the survey sent out by the city and tell officials directly what they think the city should be doing. The workshop is the second phase of Live ONA 2024, with the first phase being the citywide survey. The National Weather Service says temperatures today will be in the upper 40s to lower 50s. Sunshine the next couple of days before rain chances return later this week. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now? Is to take a Kringle and go away.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm Pete with the 60-second showbiz beat. Ty Burrell is alive and well. It was confirmed at the SAG Awards last week when the cast of Modern Family showed up to present the Ensemble in a Comedy Series Award to this year's winner, The Bear. To get the Modern Family actor to show up, Jesse Ferguson, who played Mitchell Pritchett, called Burrell himself and urged him to be there. Ferguson told Burrell he needed to make an appearance because fans had heard rumors that he might have died. Burrell played Phil Dunphy on the show, which ran on ABC for 11 seasons. Jimmy Kimmel Live host Jimmy Kimmel came to the defense of comedian and Golden Globe MC Joe Coy. Kimmel feels Coy should get another chance at hosting the Golden Globes. Kimmel argued that the embattled comic got the gig at this year's Golden Globes just a few days beforehand and took a lot of flack for going after people in the room. Kimmel says Coy is funny and learned his lessons and would do well if given a second chance. Here's a good lesson. If you want writers to create funny jokes for you, don't tell them their jokes stink in front of a national audience. At least he didn't get slapped by Will Smith. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, every night between 7 and 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly clear, a low in the upper 20s to around 30. Sunshine tomorrow morning, then clouds move in the afternoon, but warmer, a high in the low 50s. Slight shower chance Wednesday night into Thursday. A high into the mid-50s, and another rain and snow shower chance Friday. Currently 51 degrees.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Talk about lacrosse in Wisconsin
without the yelling and screaming.
These are real conversations about things that affect you. This is Eagle 1490.
Malarkey. The Devil's Advocates invented malarkey.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dom, presidential level candidate announcement this afternoon. It involves Michelle Obama. Here's the big announcement.
Tell me.
Michelle Obama will not be running for president.
I don't believe it. I heard the Republicans and MAGA all say that she's going to.
I know QAnon's been very down for this conspiracy theory, but they felt like they had to answer it. Michelle Obama's making it crystal clear she's not eyeing a return to the White House with a surprise presidential bid, according to her office. As former First Lady, Michelle Obama has expressed several times over the years she will not be running for president. I'm sure she's getting sick of answering that question. You know, the QAnon, the conspiracies, Dom. Although I think she'd make a better candidate than Trump. 844-967-2789. Stephen from Green Bay, I think you've been most patient. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hello, Stephen.
You know, my grandma taught me patience is key, and I learned in my adult years that that is true. So, yes, I try to be very patient. It's a little frustrating for me, this whole Jim Troopis thing, Andrew Hitt thing. You know, they were really complicit in doing what they wanted to do up until the point they got caught. And then they're like, oh, my gosh, we had no idea what we were doing. Do you really think that we're that stupid to fall for that? It'd be like if I robbed a bank and then I got caught with the bag full of money. And I, as my defense, went to court and said, oh, I had no idea I was robbing a bank. People would look at me like I'm absolutely crazy. And that's the way I'm looking at every single one of these people. Like, they're absolutely nuts.
Well, Stephen, that's what kind of bothers me, though. When we say, "Oh, this is they're nuts or they're crazy," or the, I think we discount the actual intent and sobriety in which they went forth with this plot to overturn the government and throw out our votes, man.
It would be a little easier to understand if they had done something as clear as rob a bank. What they did is they robbed a bank through fraud, and We have to explain the convoluted paper trail of the fraud to the American people and guys like you, Stephen, and all our political junkie friends. So they will clearly see that a crime has been committed. But if you're not paying attention and you get all your news from, let's say, Dan O'Donnell or Vicky McKenna, who were, you know, noted as being complicit in this document dump today, right-wing talk radio is part of the coup plot. You don't think you're going to get it straight from them, do you, Stephen?
Oh, no. I've already talked to Regular Joe a couple of times. I don't think I'm going to get anything worth, a lick of salt from any of them.
Well, Joe Giganti was not specifically named, but Dan O'Donnell and Vicky McKenna were.
Yes, they were.
Vicky's always down. Remember when the Kloppenburg-Prosser recall was going to be afoot and Scott Jensen, the disgraced former caucus leader from the Republican side, he was, you know, barely missed his felonious conviction, you know, got that overturned so he could still serve as a high-paid lobbyist. But Jensen...
Well, the felony conviction, yes.
Yes, so he could still serve as a high-paid lobbyist in the state. But Jensen... effectively at that time, at the time of the contested Prosser Kloppenburg, right? Because Kloppenburg was ahead in the math. And other than Kathy Nicholas and her 10,000 votes from Brookfield, it would have been Kloppenburg's race. But they said, Scott Jensen said, go to right-wing talk radio and let's make up some stuff. Let's find some stories. Let's smear some doubt out there. And of course, Vicky McKenna, always the first one to go out there and smear a little doubt around the world, Dom. I heard Ron Johnson was on her show today.
You know, Crudy, I got to tell you, I don't know what we are doing wrong, but we've been doing this going on 13 years, and I have yet to have a politician or a lobbyist or a donor call me up and or let me know or text me that I should go down a certain rabbit hole and lie to our audience about X, Y, or Z to get them ginned up about something. I've never got the call, never got the text. Maybe I'm just not influential enough.
You're doing it wrong.
I know, man. What are we doing?
844-967-2789. I don't want to join a cult. Jack from Merrimack, welcome. What do you got for us, Jack?
Hey, Jack.
Yeah, well, you got it right on the money when you basically said earlier in the show, you can't trust a single Republican. And that is absolutely the case. I've been saying this for several years now, actually. Until and unless a Republican absolutely disavows all the actions, including the attempted procedural political coup on January 6th, until that happens and until they call for the prosecution, the investigation first and prosecution of every single operative involved in that operation, you can't trust a single one of them. And a reason, I'm pretty sure the reason why no Republican is doing this is because most of them are guilty. Most of them were involved. So that's my comment for the day.
Excellent comments. 844-967-2789. I would wonder, is Laguna Beach Eric Hovey, is he somewhat insulated from the, you know, the backyard criming that happened here in the state of Wisconsin in that he doesn't live anywhere close to here? Right, so I mean, he might have been excluded kind of from the conspiracy,
yeah, right,
and that,
right,
you know, who can trust the California guy? 844-967-2789. Also, patient Mark from the SAC. Welcome back, Mark. What do you got?
Oh, hello, Mark.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, guys. And not only did they, you know, they opened the bag of cash, they got the DIPAC blew up in their face, and all the recent data dump that just came out with so many of them involved. I mean, they've all got the ink on their face. And that what needs to happen now is that Josh Cole needs to get off his ass and prosecute every single one that was in even tangentially involved in this, because anybody who was under oath of office at the time, their duty was to actually to denounce what was going on. That was their duty under the Constitution, pure and simple, because each and every one of those that participated in it violated my constitutional rights under 14.2 of the Constitution, which says when any individual is the right to vote is disenfranchised, that's there's consequences to that, and I would maintain that because they're not recognizing my vote, that's, you know, that not allowing me to vote. I mean, I've said that before. I mean, each and every one of these guys should get prosecuted.
Sorry for cutting you off there, Mark. I'll get this out there as well. And we may have touched on this earlier, but in November of 2020, Cheese Bro was talking about this effort. And in his own words, apparently that at a minimum, said Cheese Bro, with such a cloud of confusion, no votes from Wisconsin and perhaps Michigan and Pennsylvania should be counted, perhaps enough to throw the election to the House.
Unquote. And that was while the Wisconsin Supreme Court was still considering throwing out the 200,000 votes at the bequest of Jim Troupas, his co-conspirator in this action. So when that was drafted, they didn't care about the legal outcomes because they knew they were not meritorious.
Not winning litigation? Absolutely not. It was all about creating this aura, this cloud, this whatever, just to push it. And it wasn't just one issue. It was when you sow the seeds of discontent, as Donald Trump did from so early, and he's bringing his people on, he's bringing all the crazies on. Let's not forget all the folks that were involved in this effort. Crudy, in that tweet, the tweet that mentioned what Vicky McKenna and Dan O'Donnell between Troupas and
Cheesebro,
they also had some issue with a New York Times article, which they linked, and they're like, oh my God, this is terrible. I can't believe someone leaked this kind of information. Some anonymous sources going to the New York Times. And all that was on the text was the IP, right? The New York Times.com 2020 from December 19, right? 2020.
Did you look it up? Did you do some investigative journalism, Tom?
I had to type it in, man. I couldn't even copy and paste. I had to type it in. And here's what that link was. So here's what Troopas and Cheesebro were all mad about being leaked. Trump weighed naming election conspiracy theorist a special counsel. In a meeting at the White House on Friday, Front Trump Wade appointed Powell, who promoted conspiracy theories about rigged voting machines, to investigate the voter fraud. Apparently, the team was not too psyched about that. Most of his advisors opposed the idea, including Giuliani. Of course, Giuliani and her, they go way back, right? Who else was in there? Oh, yeah. Retired Lieutenant General Michael Flynn. Remember that guy? He was also in the room. Again, this is the article that these guys, the Republicans, are lamenting. And what did Flynn do? Not a few days earlier. Now, he was pushing Donald Trump to impose martial law and deploy the military to rerun the election. So you got Trump and Flynn and Powell and Giuliani, right? This is the whole gang back together, man. This is from December of 2020. Now, obviously you fast forward. What's going on? Well, they're getting sued for lying about the voting machine thing, right? Dominion, Sidney Powell, Fox News, the pillow guy. Fast forward, Flynn. Well, we all know about Flynn, man. He went full on QAnon, took the oath for crying out loud. So these are the players involved. But we did not know then that it was Cheesebro and Troopas scurrying around Wisconsin and the other swing states attempting to overthrow the government. Many prongs. And it seems to me like these things should be, I don't know, investigated, flushed out. And I'm not suggesting Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call open an investigation or continue his investigation, whatever the case is. I'd like to know about it. Oh, I'm going to investigation, can't talk. Okay. But this isn't about getting votes. This is about making sure that those that would attempt to overthrow the government, to undermine my constitutional ability to cast my vote for self-representation, baby, that those folks, if they do that, there is a consequence for that. That's what I'm looking for. Justice, not a extra vote, Josh Call.
You know, you left a few people out, Dom, as far as I'm concerned. Okay. Just Thank here in the state of Wisconsin, you referenced Troopas and Cheesebro, but you failed to mention the 10 false Trump electors, including Kelly Rowe and Andrew Hitt and Bob Spindell. You forgot to mention the newly anointed head of the GOP party, because he was part of the email dump. Brian Schimming was waiting there for the news of the fake electors and whether or not he could release that to the local press, because he didn't want the national press to beat him to the punch. Above and beyond that, you've got the 15 Wisconsin legislators that wrote a letter to the vice president the day before, including Andre Jacques, who's running for the 8th congressional seat. And they wanted what? Under the cloud of confusion, they wanted it to be thrown for a 10-day consideration period and maybe throw it back to the state legislature, where they've got a gerrymander 2/3 control here in the state of Wisconsin. That was their desire, those 15. We've got Scott Fitzgerald, who provided the meeting room for the fake electors. And be above and beyond that, Dom, his first day on the job as a U.S. congressman elected on the 2020 ballot went out to, what, contest the electoral outcome in Arizona. He and Tom Tiffany, and they would have challenged Wisconsin's ballot had it come to that, the very ballot that they were elected on. So you've got two current U.S. congresspeople that were actively involved. You got Derek Van Orden, who attended the insurrection, is a private citizen, not yet part of the Congress. You got a congressional candidate from the 8th who wrote a letter to the vice president asking him to throw out the electoral outcomes from the state of Wisconsin. And you've got basically the entire Republican Party infrastructure, former and current, as part of the criminal conspiracy to overturn the election here in Wisconsin. So I would implore the attorney general to get off his dead ass and do something. I like Josh Call, but people are making decisions, electorally speaking, on whether or not their party is representing a bunch of criminals. And unless you indict them and show them the evidence, they don't know. It's not as clear as a bank robbery. It's fraud. Fraud's not always shiny and clear, but believe me, it's there. And it sucks, and you should do something about it, Josh Call. More devils.
You're listening to the Talk of Lacrosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, I'm Maggie Dawn, host of The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media's Southeast Wisconsin News Bureau Chief.
Stuart and I will be hosting special coverage of President Biden's State of the Union speech Thursday night at 8.
We'll, of course, present what the president says, the Republican response, and also talk about what it all means for you.
This will be one of the most important speeches from the president in this critical election year.
This Thursday night at 8 across the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
The Devil's Advocates, radio for the 99%.
And thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Make sure you download the super cool Civic Media app. That's the fine network you can listen to the Devil's Advocates on. You can click the button for a text or a call. Super cool. Find it at your app store or just call us right now at 844-967-2789.
Dom, I hate to admit, I find myself agreeing with you. You might ask me why, because it's an uncommon occurrence.
Well, I mean, I get it, yes.
But the political landscape will change rapidly between here and November.
Yeah.
And perhaps we'll get to a Jennifer Rubin piece. Jennifer Rubin, pontificates, let's just say, today at the Washington Post, that maybe the U.S. Supreme Court didn't do Trump any favors by delaying the question of immunity. Because, of course, we know he's not immune. He's not a king. And we strongly suspect they'd have a hard time assembling the 5-4 vote necessary to declare him king. And if they did, I'd say Joe Biden should have SEAL Team 6 on speed dial. And this will be the last president we ever need because, you know, the dictatorship starts with the U.S. Supreme Court ruling. But let's assume they do the right thing. They squelch this. They roll out the ruling. Well, guess when Trump's going to go to trial on the important issues, the election interference issues? Probably sometime later in the fall, September, October. Talking about an October surprise.
Right.
Joe Biden will be on the road campaigning all across the nation. And Donald Trump is a criminal federal defendant, will be sitting in a courtroom in D.C. each and every day fuming. That'll be the image of Trump each day on trial. Trump on trial. That will change the political landscape. Even.
Well, and that will be, again, the second trial, because, of course, in 3 weeks, the Manhattan D.A. starts his trial. A criminal trial.
Less clear if that will be as impactful on the electorate is the question of whether or not Trump tried to overturn violently the outcome of the last election. I think that's the question the American public should get an answer to before the election. We should know. Give us the evidence. Lay it out in a court of law, a jury of his peers, and let's find out whether or not this guy is a criminal. You know, even 20%, I saw an article today, even 20% of the most Trump supportive think their guy committed serious crimes. Like 1 in 5 Trumpsters know that their guy committed serious crimes and they like him for it.
He will very likely already be a convicted criminal by the time the J6 trial commences September, October, through because of the Alvin Bragg trial. And he's already going to be fuming. And on top of that, before that, he's going to have to, what, come up with the $500 million. So, you know, it's not just the one thing or all the other or the things
but
that
it's
happened
not
in the past.
Just Trump. That's the point. That's the greater point. And I realize you came to the political party a little late today, Dom, but I want to make that greater point. This doesn't happen without the co-conspirators, without the Troopuses, and the Cheeseboros and the Wisconsin Republican Party willing to sign off without caveat that they were the actual electors in the state of Wisconsin. And under the cloud of confusion, the hope being They could steal the election in the will of American voters. If Trump is convicted, that will cast doubt on the entire Republican Party. You can't escape. You can't be the party of Trump, the MAGA party, the ass-kissing, ring-kissing party, and escape the problems when and if the convictions come down. So I think it's very important, not just because Donald Trump is an existential threat to our humanity, but so is his entire party at this point. And if there is a conviction, we got to throw all the bums out.
I agree that the stink will remain on the rest of the Republicans, but we need, certainly in the state of Wisconsin, Josh Call to, you know, hopefully realize that there is a crime perhaps being committed here and let us know what that investigation is. But I get your point. I don't disagree. And
I can read it in the indictments, Dom. I can read indictments.
I don't want to diminish certainly the effort and the conservatives and the MAGAs around him that enabled Donald Trump to do these things. Many of them are facing their own issues. Sidney Powell, Rudy Giuliani, right? There's some, the pillow guy, they got their own issues, right? But these are individual advisors to Donald Trump, not, you know, the party mechanism per se. But here's the thing. Donald Trump is the head of the party, right? And I know that, you know, I don't know that the general, you know, conservative-leaning folks are going to start paying attention right before the election are going to give a damn about who Andrew Hitz is and said and did what. You know, I think those things should be litigated, if there's crimes there, they should be prosecuted. But that the big issue, man, is Trump, dude. It's Trump.
And sure, if Trump is convicted, it's going to cast on the whole party. Please continue.
The big crime is Trump coming up short on money. That's going to be the big crime. He's going to take over the RNC. He's going to bleed them dry. They're not going to have any money available for the down ticket stuff. He's going to take that party down with him. And once the MAGAs realize that he's broke ass, well, all of a sudden they're not going to be so inclined to maybe support him as passionately as they did. That's
so
the biggest
crime. We're counting on
I'm just lining them up. These are all the different variables that will impact ultimately how receptive what's left of the conservative movement is on come Donald Trump come November.
Hey, CJ, got to ask you, as a conservative often caller of the show, if Donald Trump is convicted, does that affect your support for him? And silence from CJ. He must be tuning into Vicky, getting all his conspiracy theories. Going once, going twice. Sold American by Felicia.
Oh, see?
He goes the way of Kirsten Sinema.
So it won't be just the, you know, the Trump University and the Trump stakes and the bankruptcies and the sexual assault and the $500 million he couldn't come up with and the criminal fraud case in New York and the documents thing, maybe that gets held off until after the election. But all those things wound up with J6, bleeding the party dry. These things are going to continually, just like a black hole, just suck everything and anything into that vortex. That is Donald Trump. And he's going to be sitting his ass, at least, I'm hoping, at least two trials between now and November. And I would predict guilty.
You know, there's a column over at the Post. I don't care much for the author, Charlie Sykes. His title, his headline, maybe we'll go there next. Donald Trump, the luckiest politician who ever lived. I always thought you lived a life, O'Reilly. We'll discuss. Come back, a happier happy hour, the Super Tuesday edition. More of us, more of you on the phones, 844-967-2789.
Broadcasting from the Eagle's Nest. With everything lacrosse is talking about. You're soaring with Eagle 1490.
Hey everybody, it's Todd Albo. Wednesday noon till 2, we will review Super Tuesday results with Trigby Olsen and Pat Kreitlow, plus your call to the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote.
Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Polls start closing in a few hours for Super Tuesday races. Voters across the country weighing